John was on Patmos because he refused to be a hidden Christian, and he was paying the cost for his openness. In our post-Christian society, may we know when to step out boldly and when wisdom lies in adopting some other approach.
John Wimber reminds us that love is always spelt R-I-S-K. Again and again, we may need to set out by night, not knowing what will happen or where our efforts will lead, but trusting that if we're responding to the leading of the Lord, then He will turn night into day and bring fruit from what we sow. And rule number one for budding tightrope walkers is simple. Don't look down, look ahead. Fix your eye on something further ahead and you'll get across to where the Lord is waiting. I love that verse in Hebrews 12, looking away unto Jesus, fixing our eyes on Him, and turning from things that could distract or obsess us. Because this is a meditative CD rather than just a teaching one, let's take the time now to think about some of the things that incline us to look down, or to give up, or to look inside ourselves for resources and find that we just haven't got them. May the Lord show us what it means to look away unto Him. May He alert us when we're doing the opposite, because it grieves Him and hurts others too. I don't know about you, but I find that one of the routes by which the pressure often builds up is along the fault lines of misunderstanding or even envy. If you look closely, you'll see that at the heart of almost every relationship split or trouble, there's a root of envy at work.